It was a series of isolated events. There was a warehouse fire in Stepney. When it was over, there was only enough left to determine that it was no accident. Nor was what had happened to the man whose body was found in a nearby street. He had been stabbed 4 times. A link connected him with the fire. The case was turned over to Inspector Lestrade of Scotland Yard. And from that point, it was to involve Sherlock Holmes and myself in one of the most frightening situations of our lives.
What about this mud in his boots?
Oh, they've both been working on that since last night, sir, but they can't break it down.
You mean they can't break it down? Laboratory.
Sir, suppose we get back a sample from the laboratory and go over with it?
Oh, I suppose we'll have to. Wilkins.
Yes, sir.
You said something about going over. Going over where?
Going over to Sherlock Holmes and asking him to analyze that mud for us, sir.
How did you know what I was thinking? I didn't mention his name. Did I?
What are you doing? That's invasion of privacy. Peeping Tom, disgraceful.
Invasion of whose privacy?
Well, I don't know. Whoever you're spying on.
Well, I'm spying on my own privacy.
Now, what does that mean?
I was looking into a room across the street.
Well, now I saw you.
Well, it so happens that I've rented that room this morning for a week.
Well, you think you're moving out?
Well, I plan taking my telescope over there and spying on this room here.
Now, pull yourself together, Holmes.
Oh, no, there's a reason.
Perhaps my methods would not appear so obscure to you if I told you that I've received a communication threatening my life if I accepted a certain case or used evidence that's been given to me.
Well, what case? What evidence?
Well, that's just the curious part of it, Watson. I have neither been presented with a case nor have I got any evidence.
But somebody thinks you have.
Obviously.
This thief you expect, what are you going to steal?
Evidence, of course.
The evidence you haven't got.
Now you have it.
Ah! Couldn't be simpler.
Ah!
The thief?
No. Our old friend, the good inspector.
I wonder what he wants to see us about.
Perhaps he'll leave us a note.
Can't be very far away, or they wouldn't have left the door unlocked. We'll wait for him.
Yes, sir.
Is there anything about chemistry, sir?
Ah, don't be silly. I don't know anything about chemistry.
And here's Mr. Holmes's books, too. Suppose we were to do it ourselves, sir, and show them the resourcefulness of Scotland Yard, as it were.
Now, Wilkins, that might be a very good idea.
That may be your thief.
We'll know in a minute, Watson.
He's going to walk right into the stray.
That's all right. All we have to do now is wait until he comes out and follow him.
Mr. Holmes? I'd like to speak to you.
I believe you were expecting me.
Huh?
I won't waste your time or mine, Mr. Holmes. I'm only here because I know you're well acquainted with Inspector Lestrade of Scotland Yard. That's true, isn't it?
Why, yes.
Then you can tell him for me that the fire that destroyed a warehouse last night and caused the death of one fireman was not an accident.
Really?
At this very moment, another fire is raging in a block of old houses in Covent Garden.
What?
And unless the Crown is willing to pay £50,000 into a foreign bank, which I shall designate, those fires will go on occurring. No one is going to stop me. Don't try and follow me. I'm a very good shot. And just to show you that I'm very serious, there'll be another fire this evening at 6. A beautiful one.
Here, this isn't what I expected at all. You better follow that man.
Right.
I've got to have a word with Lestrade. And watch him. Be careful. He may use that gun.
We returned immediately to Baker Street. together worked feverishly to break down and analyze the traces of mud that had been found on the shoes of both murdered men. We were able to ascertain quickly that both samples were from the same source. We knew at least that we were on the right track, but where this track would lead, we had no idea. Inspector Lestrade, at his end, had placed the entire resources of Scotland Yard on this one assignment. Every square foot of London was being covered. If only there was time.
Explosive nitrate? What does it mean?
I believe it's a basic ingredient of dynamite, sir.
Mr. Holmes give you this?
Yes, sir.
Hello, laboratory. This is Inspector Lestrade. Where is a man likely to pick up explosive nitrate on his boots?
In London?
Yes, of course, in London.
And the only place I can think of at the moment is the Army Warehouse, Knightsbridge.
Is that the only place?
The only place I can think of at the moment. However, give me a little time, and I may be able to think of a few more places. Give me a little time.
I wish I could.
The inspector wants you to come to the Army Barracks at Knightsbridge.
Army Barracks? Holmes, that's it.
It could be, and we have no time to explore any further possibilities.
Come on. I have a carriage waiting downstairs.
Good.
I'd like your attention, please. I'm Inspector Lestrade from Scotland Yard. I'm afraid I have to ask you
to remain an additional hour. It may be necessary to ask you to build a protective shield around the store of nitrate.
What if we don't want to stay?
Why not? I could use the extra moment.
When do we know? We'll be able to tell you at 6 o'clock.
Well, I'm not going to wait around here anymore.
You stay where you are.
If they want my job, they can have it.
Why should you be in such a hurry? There's only a minute to go.
You have something to say. I suggest you say it now.
I've got nothing to say.
Oh, good. You've nothing to worry about, have you?
What have I got to worry about?